What would it take for you to live the lifestyle of a millionaire now? Well, you're thinking lots of money if you're not already there, right? No, not at all. Hi, this is Gary Cox, and welcome to this program. I think one of the challenges for many people, if not all of us, we all really want a better lifestyle. You know, we want maybe a nicer car or more financial success so perhaps we could have more freedom to spend with our family and doing the things that we really want to do. So everybody has their own reason why. But I think one of the biggest challenges, especially when I'm working with people and finding out what their goals are, and most of them are working to have that better lifestyle, is that they have an extreme challenge in keeping themselves motivated. And I think here's perhaps the number one reason, other than the fact that it's easy to get discouraged. I think the number one reason for this is because where we're at now, let's say we're, you know, point A and we want to go to point B, and usually point B is so far from where we are right now, and that usually takes years. So let's say, you know, I want a better house. Well, maybe that's going to take you, what, 2, 3, 4, 5 years to get that better house, depending on, you know, how nice of a house it is. And let's say it's going to take you a 3-year goal to make that happen. Look at the amount of time, 3 years, that you could have to discourage yourself. There's a tremendous amount of things that can happen to discourage yourself. So what I'm going to do in this program, I'm going to share with you some simple yet very powerful strategies that you can implement right now that will create in you a tremendous amount of motivation, which will come naturally and easily. Then I'm also obviously going to show you how to live that millionaire lifestyle now without lots of money. And there's a reason for this. There is a reason I want to show you how to do this and the purpose behind it. The purpose behind it is if you can live a millionaire lifestyle now without the big budget, right, and having the millions of dollars, you're going to constantly keep yourself motivated to keep going because you're going to get a taste of it. Another thing that we're going to focus on a lot is a lot of times people say they want a better lifestyle, but inside, deep down, they don't feel worthy of success. Well, in this program, I'm going to show you how to break that cycle of not feeling worthy of success, and it can be done very quickly. I think you're going to be blown away at how this program works. I think, too, with regards to, you know, really wanting to be more successful, it really is a mind game. And I, as a pilot, you know, that's one of my, you know, big lifestyle things. I love flying, you know, helicopters and jets and airplanes. And that was why one of my big whys and my purposes of wanting to be more successful. I wanted the freedom to fly around. But, you know, something I observed, I'm also an instructor. I don't get a lot of time, obviously, to do that. But I would take people with me, and some from time to time I still do, I'll fly maybe to the Bahamas or somewhere, and I'll take a pilot with me who wants to, as a goal, fly commercially. So, you know, they come with me, I help them build up their hours because they have to have a certain amount of flight hours and certain amount of experience before the airlines would hire them. So I have a little program where I'll let them fly with me and they can create some flight time and use that time toward getting to the airlines. And it used to intrigue me, and I'm guilty of it as myself, is I would see these young kids, you know, maybe in their early 20s, some of them in their teens, and they would fly, and I would ask them, how much money are you investing for this dream for you to get to the airlines? And many of them would say, well, you know, my parents helped me out with a loan, or we did a second mortgage on the house, and it's like $60,000. And here, you know, this kid's like 18 years old, and he's got a $60,000 debt. And I'm thinking, you know, how do you do this? And on top of that, you know, we have an expression in aviation, we'll fly for food. It's so addictive, we'll do whatever it takes to get in the cockpit. And a lot of people, because they can't afford it, they still have dreams and aspirations of, you know, flying, you know, in the airlines. And what they do is just about anything to get to the point where they could afford it. Now, what's my point? Why would they put themselves through so much? You know, living on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And sometimes these guys live in a, you know, and sometimes girls live in a dorm of maybe 3 or 4 or 5 people in one small apartment. Why do they go through this? They taste the lifestyle every time they step in that cockpit. Now, they're not already there at their dream or at their goal. It hasn't been attained yet, but they're working toward it. And the premise of this entire program is to get you to do things right now that get you excited and keep you motivated. And you're going to be blown away how easy this is and how these principles will work in giving you an incredible vision, making your goals so real. Because I don't know about you, years ago, I know when I was at a certain level and I would hang around people that were way more wealthier financially than I was, I would kind of get a little discouraged from time to time. You know, because like I'm thinking, I'll never get there. You ever felt that way before? I think most of us have. And then if you're not careful, that thought alone, along with just the challenges in life itself, can cause us to be really discouraged. And now that lifestyle that we say that we wanted, it kind of gets all foggy again, does it not? Let's take some time now and get started and get some of the fog out. I believe the thickest fog that we have toward living that millionaire lifestyle now is discouragement. And I alluded to it earlier. Think about it. Let's say, let's figure out where we're at now financially and where you want to go. And most people, you know, we have a tendency never to be happy where we're at. We always want more and more and more. And sometimes that can be a bad thing. But let's say we're at point A and we want to go to point B. And how many times have you seen where you're at and where you want to go, and then the challenges between getting from where you're at to where you want to go? I mean, it does get challenging. I mean, you know, let's look at it realistically. Success is not the easiest thing from time to time. It has its challenges. And every time you try to get to that next level and, you know, something gets in your way where you take, you know, 2 steps forward and 10 steps back, you become easily discouraged. And I think where a lot of this discouragement comes in is a lot of people get what I call irrationally optimistic. You've got to be very careful about irrational optimism. And I'm going to show you how to break irrational optimism. And irrational optimism, you know, a lot of people, they don't think realistically. They say, oh yeah, I'm a millionaire. They use these positive affirmations. I'm a millionaire. I'm a great leader. And I'm going to have a 10,000 square foot house and have an airplane and do this and that. But what are we doing now to really make that realistic? Because if you're not careful, you know, just throwing the irrational optimism out there is not going to make it happen. Success does not happen by osmosis. So I'm going to give you now the number one clue in how you can live the lifestyle of a millionaire now. And I've already given you a hint, and here it is. It's 2 words. Taste it. You've got to taste it. Now, recall earlier when I talked to you about the people who are spending all this money flying and they're living on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and they have minimum wage jobs, and how is it that they keep themselves motivated when it's so difficult to come up with all the money to pay for, you know, flying that's so expensive? Is because every time they get in the cockpit, they taste it. So you gotta taste it. Now, what do I mean by that? See, when we think about where we want to go, we often don't do things in between to taste the success. Now, later on in this program, you're going to listen in on an interview with a young lady that I got to work with, and it was really amazing in how we got her to flick the switch, if you will, the aha moment. And let me explain how this happened, because you're going to want to use this exact same principle and example for yourself. She happened to be on a call with me. And in that call, we talked about, you know, specific goals. So I had asked her, what are some of your goals? And she says, well, I want to have a better lifestyle. And I'm sure you're listening to this too, because you want to have a better lifestyle. You want to live that millionaire lifestyle now. You don't want to wait, you know, years and years. You want to do it now. So I said to her, what is it in your mind's eye that tells you what your lifestyle is? What is your better lifestyle? Give me the picture. And you'll hear her share the picture of her better lifestyle. And in this particular case, she wanted a house. And I said, okay, how long is it going to take for you to get that house? She says, well, it's going to be about 3 years. Now, you stop and think about it. If you have a goal to attain something in 3 years, do you think that you're going to be prone to being discouraged at any time between now and the next 3 years? No question about it. So what is it that we can do to keep ourselves from that discouragement, keep ourselves from that really thick fog, so we can kind of get that fog out of the way and get it to fall to the ground and eventually disappear. Well, we've got to do things that we can taste that lifestyle now. So there's certain things that I suggested that she do. So let's go ahead now and listen in on this interview. You'll get a, I'm kind of getting a little vague here purposely because I want you to listen to see how we did this. And then when we come back after this interview with her, then we're going to go ahead and cut this down into detail. We're going to figure out, okay, let's get rid of the irrational optimism. And you'll see in the things that she talks about and how we go ahead and work through our process here, you can see there's going to be no irrational optimism because she's got the carrot, if you will, right in front of her all the time. And it dramatically increased her motivation and her drive and her enthusiasm. And when you're discouraged, what do you lose? You lose what? Drive and enthusiasm. And those are dangerous things to lose. We want to keep our drive and enthusiasm. And that makes it fun and exciting. So this whole process too will also add a tremendous amount of fun and a tremendous amount of excitement, no matter where you're at financially. Even if you're struggling and you're having a really challenging time, you're going to see how this simple idea, just taste it, just taste it, how that simple idea makes all the difference in the world. Let's listen into this conversation. So Christy and I had met on a conference call that she had the opportunity to participate with, and we were focusing on, you know, living that great lifestyle or a better lifestyle now. And I feel that with working with a lot of people, one of the greatest dangers is that we all, you know, look ahead and we want that great lifestyle, you know, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now. And the danger of waiting too long and thinking this way is the junk that happens in between. So Christy, I want to again say hello. Thanks for being a part of this.
Thank you.
No worries. So tell me a little bit about what you heard when we were talking together and what it's done for you. And I'm more excited about what it's done for your day-to-day motivation, because as you know, is if we have that picture that's too big, too far out, it can become very discouraging.
Right. The biggest thing that I got from that is, I mean, I want to think that I am a visionary, that I want to do things for my family way out in the future and buy a house and have the car and have that, you know, wonderful life. And one of the things that you did for me, Gary, is you said, hey, what can you do today to have the lifestyle you want to live? So in that being, you know, have somebody, pay for somebody to go buy your groceries, or have somebody to come in, you know, once a month or once every couple weeks and clean your house so that you start to live a lifestyle of, you know, quote unquote, a millionaire. That you know, that we would love to live in the future, and so that I could get a taste of that. So as I go out and I do my daily activity, I'm able to think about, okay, the reason I'm doing this is I'm going to have somebody clean my house this week, or the reason I'm doing this is I'm going to have somebody go buy my groceries so I don't have to worry about it this week, and focusing on the daily stuff that sometimes is hard to do when life is happening all around you. So.
Awesome. And one thing that you said, which I really appreciated, is that you said it gives you the taste. See, that's the key. If we don't taste that lifestyle, if we're not able to live that lifestyle now because of our circumstances or whatever, it becomes very discouraging when we say we want to get that house and we know, you know, that house may be 3 years away. And I think one of your goals was something like 3 years away. And if we look at all of our goals that's, you know, really, really far out, and we don't do anything right now to taste that lifestyle, it can be very discouraging. So tell me what you have done to start trying to taste that lifestyle. I don't care where you are right now, there's something that you can do within, you know, an hour, a minute, just a couple days that you can start preparing to live a better lifestyle, a millionaire lifestyle right now. So tell me in detail what you're actually planning and what you have been doing. And more importantly, what's it doing for your day-to-day motivation and your day-to-day motivation about seeing things becoming very realistic right now?
Right. My husband and I sat down and really talked about what are things around the house that we could use as far as to have that taste. And the biggest thing for him was that he hated going to the grocery store. And so I was like, great. So I actually have a friend who is a single mom and is always looking for extra ways to make more money. And I had talked to her about, once I hit this goal in a week, then I'm going to have her go get our groceries for us. So just getting that stuff lined up, you had challenged me to do that in a week from when we had originally talked. And so
Wow. Just
being open to those things. The other thing is that I would like is for somebody to come in and clean my house. Maybe even if it's once a month would be a huge difference than what it is right now. And so just your antennas start to go up and you start, people come to you and like, oh yeah, I clean houses. I'm like, fantastic. What do you charge? And just talking to people more about the opportunity that I can help them and employ them to come and help me. And then with that, it drives me to do my daily activity. One of my other things is I am a mom of two beautiful girls, 6 and 4, and I love spending time with them. And so one of the things that I have been doing, I'm not paying anybody, obviously, but it's important for me. I take a nap with them every once in a while.
You what with them? So say that again.
I take a nap with them.
Oh, great. Okay.
So we cuddle together and we take a nap. And so for me, I'm like, if I can take a 30 to 45 minute nap with them and still get my calls in and still get my commits in for the day,
beautiful,
then I'm on track for what I need to do. And I'm still being able to spend that time with my family. That's what's so important to me when they're young.
That's awesome. So what's it doing for your day-to-day motivation? Compare your day-to-day motivation. Share that with us that you're having now because of all these little things that you've come up with, as opposed to what it was before when you just saw this big picture of the future having that lifestyle, where now you're tasting it now for, pennies on the dollar.
Right. Biggest thing for me right now is before, I would say it was a total grind. I did not like picking up the phone and calling people and hitting, having the no's and having the nasty attitudes. And it wasn't all the time, but often enough, it makes you not want to pick up the phone.
Right.
And so now I have a different attitude about it, going, hey, you know what? I get to do this or I get to have this, whether it's, somebody buying my groceries or cleaning my house or spending time with my girls. And when I'm doing that, I have a totally different attitude of picking up the phone. I don't look at it as a grind anymore.
Wow.
I look at it as that activity that I've got to get done so that I can have those little things that I want that leads me to the lifestyle I'd like to have.
And do you find now, obviously from what you've just shared, that your association to making phone calls, it's like a 180 now, isn't it? Because you get because you're going to get not instant, but you're not waiting 3 years. You're going to get close to instant gratification, aren't you? I mean, because the results that you do or get from what you're doing in the next just maybe a week or two is going to get you the income, even though it's a small amount. It's not a big thing to have somebody do, the cleaning once a month that gives you that feeling of that richer millionaire lifestyle.
Absolutely. And what's happened in February, I'm training some individuals in our business, and we've got so much in the pipeline ready to get going and close in March that March is just going to explode our business, which
Wow.
is going to give us more momentum into the future.
That's what I like to hear. And of course, again, I get to see you for my one-day event coming up, so I'm excited about that. So that'll be a lot more information for you. Something else that you shared in our conversation here, which I really, really love, is it said, as you started thinking this way, it put your antennas up. Explain what that means. I love that.
So really just you start hearing things. I've been reading a book. I can't remember which book I've gotten it from. But that, say when you buy a new car.
Right.
You start paying this, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize there's so many. Now I have a Honda Civic. I'm like, there's so many Honda Civics on the road. there's what are we going to do? And it's like, whenever you buy something, it's like it's on the forefront of your mind. That's what you think about all the time.
Right.
Same for, we talk about it in our business. If you've got a life insurance license, you're going to see all these people need life insurance.
When yeah.
you've got a securities license, you're going to see that everybody needs to invest their money. And so So the biggest thing is, like, it just is on the forefront of my mind going, okay, what's the next piece that I can have in that lifestyle?
Right.
And that I can have, and it's everywhere. So it's like, oh, I meet two or three people in 1 week that clean houses or that do cleaning or something like that. And I'm like, hey, that's, you know, I can talk to them about needing their services personally for myself or my apartment or whatever.
And what's interesting is those people were always out there, weren't they? Those Honda Civics have always been out there. But now that you're thinking about, okay, what can I do to live that good life, that millionaire life right now? It's like all of a sudden these people coming out of the woodwork and you realize, hey, wait a minute. You know, you don't have to pay $100 an hour for this. There's people just, you know, maybe they're retired or they're, like you said, you've got somebody who's got some kids that are just looking for a little something to do. They don't have to have the money maybe, but they're just looking for a little extra something. And now that you've got your antennas out, you can start picking and choosing. And before you know it, you're living this amazing lifestyle without having to make the millions of dollars as you work toward making that.
Exactly.
No, that's awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing very, very much. I'm so excited that you're getting your pipeline filled up and your business is growing. And it's amazing. Sometimes it just takes one little idea that can really keep us motivated. And I'm looking forward to hearing the new things and exciting things that you and your family create. And I wish you the very, very best. And thank you so much for sharing with us, Christy.
I appreciate your wisdom, too. Thank you so much, Gary.
You're so welcome. Wasn't that a pretty cool interview? Did you see how that works? Just tasting it and how it gets your antennas up a little bit. So let's take some time now and go through this interview, kind of get the nuggets, the gold nuggets out of it and some of the jewels. Now, the first thing I think that comes to mind with regards to a question would be, what can you do today to live that millionaire lifestyle now? And again, if you've got a goal like she did, you know, to have a really nice house that was a definition of her lifestyle, and she admitted it's going to take at least 3 years, think about all the discouragement and the day-to-day grind that can happen between now and the next 3 years, and that just makes it that much more challenging for us. So what she did is she looked for little things that could create a better lifestyle that she could do now or work toward now, and it gave her a little bit more of an instant gratification. Now, I'm not a big guy on the instant gratification, but to some degree and sometimes we need to have some of that gratification. So if we wait too long and we have our lifestyle that's going to be 3 or 5 years from now, you know, it's hard for us to imagine what we're doing right now is going to give us that. We know that logically, hopefully you do, but emotionally, it's quite a bit more challenging and you still have to have fun along the way. So for her, she wanted to spend more time with her family and snuggle with her kids. I thought that was awesome, which means if she could have some people do other things for her, that would give her more time to spend time with her kids. She also wanted to have the house clean. Now, when we say, you know, get somebody to maybe clean your house, we're not saying be a slob, throw everything on the floor, so at the end of the week or the end of the month or whatever, we can have somebody clean the house. That's not the motive here. Yes, it's to help, you know, ease things and, you know, keep the, you know, the place clean, but more so, it's to give you the taste of that lifestyle. And when somebody's doing something for you that you would normally do, you're going to take that time now and either spend it in more valuable areas, such as with your family, or maybe, you know, at work, making more income, maybe more quiet time, whatever it is. So for her, she admitted, and here's where this is going to be so powerful for you. She admitted before that it was such a day-to-day grind sometimes. It just made it hard to do the things that she needed to do because now she's doing something to get a payback, you know, in 3 long years from now. So we're really prone to a lot of fog, if you will, between now and the next 3 years. So this gives her a reason, a drive, some motivation, some enthusiasm to do what she needs to do in her business right now, today, this week, and in just a short few days, there's going to be a reward, a carrot in front of her. So that was really important. And notice how she said it changed her attitude. Let me tell you, this does change your attitude. If you know that, let's say maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're doing things right now, then you're going to get a payoff in just a couple days. And it's not just a paycheck. You're going to do something with that that's going to help you have a great lifestyle, a lifestyle of a millionaire. What's that going to do for you? It's going to keep you more motivated. And then when you have somebody, you know, clean the car for you, or in her case, clean the house, you're going to get a taste of that. Now, what happens when you get a taste of that? You're going to want what? You're going to want more. That's the whole idea. Why do we taste foods? To see what it's like. And if we like it, we want more. So what are we going to have to do to get more? We're going to have to keep working. And if you're still doing fun little things along the way, your drive, your enthusiasm, your motivation totally, totally climbs. Now, I love the fact that she said what it did was get her antennas up. And that's really, really important. It's kind of like the horoscope effect. That's what they call it. So she used the illustration of, you know, when you buy a new car, you never notice that new car until you buy the car. Now it looks like everybody out there has one. So this is why you want to do this. When you start thinking this way, thinking about ways, what can I do now to taste it? What can I do now to taste that lifestyle? Man, the ideas and the antennas really start to open up. Now, here's what's interesting about this. This idea of doing little things to taste the lifestyle has one major effect on you. And what it does keep things fun and exciting. A lot of people, though, once they start hearing this and they give it a try, sometimes they feel a little uncomfortable, a little guilty about it. And here's why. Maybe you know somebody who's like really in a huge amount of debt. I'll give you a typical example. I had one gentleman I consulted with some time ago, and he had just gone through a bankruptcy. He had like virtually no money, and he still had some other outstanding debt that he had to take care of. Now, he was in the car business, and he told me that he was working up to 80 hours a week. He's got a wife to support. He's got kids to support. And he says, and he came to me and he was just so discouraged. I mean, you could see it in his face. The guy had no excitement. He was not happy. And here's why. He was working 80 hours a week to meet all of his financial obligations, and he was having no fun in between. So here's what I suggested to him. And a lot of people have a hard time doing this. And even in listening to this with what I'm going to share with you, you may have a hard time with this as well, but you've got to do this. I said to him, look, you're working 80 hours a week, burning yourself out. And how much are you enjoying of this? And he said, nothing, none of it. So why don't you take a percentage of some of what you make, put it aside, and at the end of the month, even if you have to go to the next city 10 miles down the road and get a hotel and take the family and have a little mini vacation, that's what you need to do. He liked the idea, but he felt guilty. He said, well, wait a minute, but I still have all this debt. Well, so what? I mean, you're going to be able to pay it off right away? No, you've got to do it in a process. You got to take some of your income, even if you're in debt to your eyeballs, you got to reduce some of your debt. You need to even save some of your money. So you don't take all of your money and just reduce your debt. You reduce some of it, a percentage. Then you take a percentage of some of your money and you save it. Then you take a percentage of some of your money and you go enjoy yourself. If you've ever read the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, that's part of the concept there, and that makes so much sense. Now, here's where it can be doubly challenging for some people. Let's say maybe there's a family member you owe money to, and you're going to buy into this concept, and here they're getting wind that you're going to have somebody come in once a month or whatever and clean your house. And wait a minute, how can you justify that? And you owe me money, and you're doing all this, and this is the type of junk people say to you. But here's the bottom line. If you don't enjoy the process, it's going to be such a drudgery. And the fact that you don't enjoy the process, how excited are you to do more to get even more results? That excitement and that enthusiasm is going to be about a zero. So this is where you got to really get your head on when it comes to all this. And this is why this is so important, because what this does for you, this makes it fun. I don't care if you're up to your eyeballs in debt. There is something that you can do right now to live the lifestyle of a millionaire. And I'm going to go into this in more detail in just a moment. So I just wanted to make sure I covered that. Now, another thing before I go in further in this is what I want to do is I want to talk about how I referred to earlier, how some people don't feel worthy. And if this doesn't apply to you, then great. You can still learn from it. If anything, you'll be able to maybe share this with some other people. A lot of people, they'll say they have goals, and I work with so many, you know, thousands and thousands of people in so many organizations, and a lot of them will say, okay, here are my goals. I'm all excited. You know, write your dreams down. If you had no financial limitations, you had no emotional limitations, no fears, what would you want? How much money would you want to make? So, you know, people write all this down. And then, especially in some of my, you know, one-day programs or weekend programs, I will find out in working with these people that many people don't feel worthy. Maybe something happened to them when they were, you know, 10 or 20 or divorced or whatever, and now they don't feel worthy. So here's the challenge. Imagine for a moment not feeling worthy to be successful or make more money, but you're still trying to write down and maybe use positive affirmations. You know, I want this big house, or I want to, you know, have more money to spend time with my family or donate to a charity or whatever. And you think about where you're at now and these big lofty goals, and deep down inside you don't feel worthy. What do you think the chances are of something just snapping between now and, you know, trying to get those big lofty goals, which may take years, that's going to just make you automatically feel unworthy. I mean, sorry, worthy. Nothing. Most likely nothing. So here's what this does for you. If we're at a point where we don't feel worthy, and we start doing one of these little things, you know, like maybe having somebody clean the house, you will have the opportunity to slowly adjust to getting out of that on a regular basis. So what happens now is, here we are, we have these big lofty goals, great, but I'm going to do something now to taste the lifestyle of a millionaire. And this little thing, oh, I'm realizing, you know what? Huh, I feel very uncomfortable with that. But you see, it's easy to start getting adjusted to something like this slowly, and your mind and your thought process starts to get changing maybe a little bit and starts to adjust. And as you're starting to adjust, you can slowly take on more and add some more of these things that create that lifestyle of a millionaire as you're slowly working to adjust your thinking. And now you're at least on the track of changing that, where I felt at one point unworthy, and now you know what? That's really not that bad. Well, if you don't taste it along your journey, and you just sit there and wait and think that you're going to go ahead and still feel unworthy and go ahead and attain that goal 3 or 4 years from now, trust me, the chances of that happening are so slim, it's ridiculous. So the advantage, the huge advantage for somebody who doesn't feel worthy, is let them taste this a little bit so they can start learning to get themselves through that unworthy feeling. And if you do it slowly like this, then you can realize, wait a minute, as I tasted this, this wasn't that bad. This was kind of cool. You know what? Maybe I am worthy. But if you don't even get to the point of challenging that emotion, and you think you're going to wait and get it challenged between from where you are now to 5 years or 3 years to attaining that goal, and go through that whole process and just kind of work and work and not be challenged of feeling something fun, feeling that millionaire excitement, it's not going to happen. You've got to do something now to start adjusting to that emotion, adjusting to that feeling, and this is exactly what this is going to do for you. So this is really important if you're one of those people who maybe don't quite feel worthy, because just dreaming about it and not tasting some of it between now and however long that dream is supposed to happen, oh, let me tell you, we're probably going to lose you in the process. And that is why a lot of people just quit. I mean, they feel excited about attaining goals, and we all, you know, maybe have some lofty goals and dreams, but boy, if we have that feeling of feeling unworthy, let me tell you what, you're going to have a hard time accomplishing that and making those goals happen. So this is where I think this is also very effective, not only in helping us getting out of that feeling of unworthiness, but it creates a tremendous amount of desire and motivation, and it makes your process fun. That's the key. If you don't have a carrot in front of you, that's just, you know, maybe a week or two or a month away, having a carrot in front of you 3 or 5 years from now, a lot of people can't maintain the tenacity and the momentum and the motivation to hang in there that long, and that's totally understandable. So this will help make it fun for you. Another advantage of tasting it, you know, tasting this lifestyle, doing something now that can get us to feel, you know, that we're living that millionaire lifestyle right now, is I think it helps curb or manage the challenge some people have of being irrationally optimistic. And I see this all over. You know, I'm very fortunate and blessed to work with thousands and thousands of people. And one thing that I see people do, if they're not careful, they'll become very irrationally optimistic. In other words, they'll say, oh, they're going to get this and they're going to make this happen, you know, because, you know, people tell you got to have a dream board. And let's say you had no financial limitations or no emotional limitations or no fear. Write down what you would want out of your life. And yeah, we write some pretty lofty stuff down, but if you're not careful, we can become very irrationally optimistic. So we'll say that we want all this, but when it comes to really, you know, push to shove, doing the necessary steps and the necessary things day to day to make this happen, that's when some people get so discouraged and they thought what they wanted is what they really wanted. Well, maybe deep in their minds or their hearts they do, but now they realize, well, wait a minute, this is not easy. There's some challenges here. So how this helps curb irrational optimism is when a person says they want this lofty goal, well, now they're going to have to start doing something now today to start working toward that. And let's go ahead and talk a little bit about this now and how we would do this. So one of the first things that I would have you do is I'd have you write down what would your lifestyle be like? What would you like it to be like? So envision your lifestyle. So let's go ahead and do that right now. If you're able to and you have a paper and pen in front of you, and one of my little sayings is make a paper and pen your best friend. It's so important to write things down. You know, I know a lot of people are going into the technology of typing things into whatever pad and this and that. But there's nothing that replaces the physical writing down of things. And a lot of my goals, my to-do stuff that I need to do on a regular basis, they are handwritten, many of them, especially if I want to really focus on them. Anyway, we won't go into that too much. So why don't we now take some time and envision your lifestyle? Let's not get too stupid here, but, you know, what's realistic? I mean, a nice lifestyle, a millionaire lifestyle. What would you write down? So why don't we take a few minutes, maybe, you know, stop this recording for, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes or whatever, and kind of, you know, don't get too shy about it. But again, don't get too stupid, you know, like I want 10 private islands. But let's be realistic, but really create that millionaire lifestyle. Now, I don't want you to write down, listen closely, I don't want you to write down just a nicer house or a nicer car. Okay, those are material things. Okay, great. That's all part of the millionaire lifestyle. But there's a lifestyle that comes with that, which means maybe you have somebody wash the car for you or do your lawn for you, something like that. I want you to start envisioning that, write that down. Then we're going to come back and then we're going to go to this in great, great detail and then see how we can implement what it is that you envision as your millionaire lifestyle and then what we can do right now to make it happen. And obviously, we saw an example of that with Christy. So go ahead now and stop this recording. So what did you put down? For a lot of people, they'll put down, you know, a lot of physical things, material things, and that's okay too. But the other thing is when you stop and think about the lifestyle of a millionaire, or a lifestyle of somebody who's successful, a lot of your successful people, what they will do is they will have everybody do everything for them that they consider as non-producing activity or non-income producing activity from a work standpoint. And then also, if we want to spend some more time, I refer to this as bonding activity. We have to do more bonding activity with our family. So if we can pay somebody to maybe clean our house, the time that we would normally spend cleaning the house or cleaning the car or mowing the yard, we would then take that time and do something very valuable with it. So the valuable time would be what? Spend more time like Christy snuggling with her kids or spending time with the wife or the husband, or maybe you're going to spend more time, you know, doing income producing activity. So what are some of those things? What are some of the things that millionaires do that give them a lifestyle? So I'm going to throw some things out at you. Then I'm going to show you how to help maybe hire or get some of these people to make this lifestyle happen for very, very small amounts of money. You'd be blown away and surprised how we do this. So, what about having somebody wash your car? It sounds simple, but I don't know too many wealthy people that wash their own car. Now, let's take this a step further. Not only having somebody wash your car, but having somebody come to your house or your office and wash your car for you. That's one thing. Well, maybe a personal trainer. So you could go to a gym and get a personal trainer, or you could eventually also have one come to your home. Now, don't be thinking right away, wait a minute, I can't afford all this right now. That's the whole idea. You're not supposed to afford it right now because maybe you don't have the millions, but we can afford maybe a personal trainer once every 2 months. Now, somebody would say to me, Gary, that's ridiculous. You can't have a personal trainer once every 2 months. You need them on a regular basis. A personal trainer, if you went to them and you said to them, hey, wait a minute, you want me to do what? You want me to come in once a month or once every 2 months? Are you crazy? Well, remember, we're really not bringing them in for the personal training. Well, yes, technically we are, but what we're doing is we're trying to taste the what? The lifestyle. That's the key. For example, if you wanted to learn to fly an airplane, right? Well, to fly an airplane, you know, if you wanted like these kids I was telling you about, you know, they'll borrow $30,000 or $60,000 and they're wanting to do this as a living. But let's say you wanted to fly an airplane, you wanted to own one and also fly it yourself. Well, you're looking at a goal that could be well over six figures, depending on, you know, what license you want and what kind of airplane you want. So how do you start that right now? Well, you could easily go to an airport, get in front of an airplane, have your picture taken in front of an airplane, and boom, you've just started. Now, it doesn't seem like much, and by the way, that's going to cost you nothing. Then the next level would be what? Maybe save up for a lesson. Now, let's say a lesson costs, I don't know, maybe $100, $50, $200, whatever. And let's say it's $100, and you can't afford the $100 to take a lesson once a week. So what do you do? You stop? No, this is where you have to taste it. So even if you take a lesson once a month or once every 2 months or once every 3 months, that's okay because you're gonna taste it and want what? More. That's the idea. So if you went to an instructor and you said, I wanna fly and take a lesson once every 2 months, he would look at you and say, you are crazy. When you take your first lesson, you come back in 2 months, you're gonna forget everything you did in the first lesson. And you know what? He's absolutely right. But again, this is not being done to learn to fly yet. This is just being done to taste it. And what it's going to do, it's going to create a vision for you that's going to get bigger and bigger. Now you're going to feel more motivated, more excited, and now you just don't want to fly that airplane once every 3 months. You want to do it once a month. Then you want to do it once a week and then maybe twice a week. And what are you going to have to do to make that happen? This is where the switch starts clicking on. Ah, I'm going to have to take my business to a whole nother level. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to have to do this, 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 and this. And you know, that was one of my motivations for learning to fly and own my own airplanes, because I knew for me to get to that level, I would have to change my game in my business. And that's what it did for me. So this is what this is for. So when somebody says to you, well, you know, you want a yoga instructor once a month? That's crazy. Remember, we're not doing it right now for the benefit of the yoga. Yes, that's a side of benefit right now, but the real true reason that we're doing it, remember, is just to taste it. That's the whole idea. We've got to taste it. So when you wrote down your lifestyle, what kind of lifestyle that you want to have, what can you do to taste it? What can you do now? Start saving right now, and just in the next week or in the next 30 days at least, do something where you can taste that lifestyle. So let's go over some more things that we can do. I want to go over things that normally you wouldn't even think of. Let's go deep into this so we can get, as Christy calls it, we can get those antennas up. So we could think about maybe a yoga instructor and then having the yoga instructor come to us. You can find someone to get your groceries for you. How about that? Valet parking. How about tipping people who normally don't accept tips? That's kind of interesting. People who live a very wealthy lifestyle do things like that. I know of a situation of a lady who works in the construction business, and somebody gave her a $500 tip. Now, usually in the construction business, I don't think that most people get tips, but you know, somebody tipped her $500 for doing a great job. That's pretty cool. How about this one? Maybe if you are in line, and I like doing this, I'm in line. I recently was in line at the grocery store, and I was first, and then behind me was, I could tell she was a single parent because she was talking to her mom about her child. And I decided to kind of whisper over to the cashier, and I said, hey, here's an extra $20 or so. Do me a favor and apply it to that lady's diapers or whatever she's getting. And that makes me feel great. And I didn't stay around long enough for her to see who it was and that I did it. I didn't want the pat on the back from her. I just wanted to kind of make her day. And that's the fun things that you can do when you have money. And you can do that with $5. Just the fact that you're doing something generous makes you feel good. And people who are very wealthy, they, instead of maybe doing 20, some of them may, they may do 200 or 2,000 or 20,000. But you can do things right now. Here's another one. How about ladies, massage, manicure, and pedicure? Hey, guys, if you haven't done that, you need to do that. It makes you feel really, really good. Now, here's something cool about that. How about bringing somebody to your home to do your manicure and pedicure? Oh, that's got to be expensive. See, one of the things that I've done is it takes, like, say, to get your hair cut, right? It takes you, maybe a couple hours? No, a couple hours. If you're a guy, no way. Oh, it could be. Think about the time that you're going to be distracted leaving from where you're at to go to work. To get your hair cut. Then you got to wait in line maybe. Then you got to get back to work. That's probably an hour or more. So I got to the point where I would pay somebody to come to me to have that done. So now they come to me, I stop what I'm doing, get my cut, they leave. Now, how do you get to the point of finding somebody like that? It's a lot easier than you think. For example, with regards to manicures and pedicures, there are schools out there that teach people, obviously, to do manicures and pedicures and massages. Massage is my drug of choice. That is something that I like to do very, very regularly. That's my thing. Now, you could find a local school that teaches massage therapy. And now you can go to somebody who's just about to graduate, or maybe they're going to go another year or so before graduating, whatever. And often those schools will need people, subjects, volunteers, not victims, subjects to come in and have a massage. Now, here's the thing. That person is not legally licensed. Because they're now not legally licensed, they cannot legally charge you for that massage, and they can only ask for a donation. So a lot of times they'll suggest what the donation is, and many times it's half or less than what a normal massage is. Hey, and you may be thinking, well, you know, I'm going to get an inferior massage. Not necessarily so. You don't know till you try it. You don't know if you're going to get an inferior pedicure or whatever. And if you do, you rub it off and you go somewhere else. But again, we're just trying to look for ways to do this without having that millionaire budget yet. Then, once you develop a relationship with that person, you can ask them, what would you charge if you came to my house? Of course, as long as they feel, you know, safe and comfortable and so forth. So I used to have a massage therapist come to my place. It's so much nicer than me having to go there, getting a lovely massage, falling asleep, and then she says, or he says, oh, your hour or whatever is done. Wake up now. And then you got to wake up after feeling all groggy. And then you got to get back in your car. Who wants to do that? I would like somebody to massage me at my home. And when I fall asleep, they can leave the house and I'm gone. I'm out like a light. All right? Do you see how this works? Now, here's another thing. How about a personal assistant? Oh, my goodness. I have foregone my personal paycheck when things were really, really hard to make sure I still pay for my personal assistant. If you're in business, you got to have a personal assistant. But you're thinking, wait a minute. See, here's what happens right away. Now, the average person is thinking, okay, yeah, personal assistant. Wow, that would be great. So you automatically think, well, 40 hours. I need somebody for 40 hours. That's going to cost, I don't have the budget. Boom. Then we're off into the wrong mindset. Let me give you a perfect example. I needed somebody to help me do some just little odds and ends, some little errands. Didn't need anybody full time, just kind of as I needed. And I figure out, well, how can I find somebody? And that's what makes this fun. There's so many opportunities out there that if you have your antennas up and if you're willing to taste it and just see what it's like to taste it and just put yourself out there, you're going to be blown away at the possibilities that exist. So here's what I did. So I'm looking for somebody. How do I find somebody? Well, I live in a gated community. So in the gated community, there's like a little community center. And there in that community center, when somebody has a business of maybe, you know, painting houses or cleaning houses or whatever, they can put a little ad up there. Well, I decided that I was going to put an ad, but it was in the reverse. I'm looking for somebody. So I just put a little, you know, piece of paper up there, 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and I put in big bold letters, need cash, ? Well, I figured that would catch somebody's attention. And then I would put down, here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody to do some light errands for me, you know, some light lifting, you know, blah, 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 blah. We got two phone calls off of that. And then my assistant said, okay, we had this person call and then this person call. And then in what she described in that conversation or those phone calls, I said, okay, the first one, let's just pass on. The second one, let's interview that person. So I interviewed that person, and man, it was awesome. This gentleman, newly retired, his wife works from home, so she's busy all day long, and he worked with one company for 41 years. Now, what does that say? This guy's just not, you know, he just picks something and moves on and picks something and moves on. 41 years. So we got to chatting a little bit, and then he said to me, look, here's the deal. I do not need to make money. I'm retired, and, you know, I can't do much anyway. So, you know, what do you have to offer? So then I said, here's what I need. I just need a little of this sometimes. And, you know, when I'm traveling, I need somebody to go to the post office and send my bills to my accountant or this or that. And he said, yeah, I'd love to do that. I'm bored out of my mind. So here's a typical example of somebody who works with us. They're not concerned about the money. That's not his motive. His motive is he just wants to keep busy. He's retired now, so he's adjusting to that. He has his wife with him, but she works, you know, at home during the day. So it's not like they go out to lunch every day or something like that. So he was just bored out of his mind. It was the most perfect fit. And here's what's cool about this. If I need him for 30 minutes for a day, he's okay for that. If I need him for 3 hours for the day, he's okay for that. If I say, you know what, I'm good for the next month, he doesn't walk out with his tail between his leg and say, oh no, I needed that money, I counted on that, well, I'm going to have to go somewhere else now. That doesn't even play. It doesn't even come to mind. You see what I'm getting at? So when you do this, you're going to start looking and finding people that will do things for you that maybe some of them are money motivated. Sure, there's nothing wrong with that. And then some people like this gentleman here is not. And then what you do is you try a person just for a little job, and maybe you'll find out that person is never on time or they're not reliable. So what do? You don't use them anymore. And you keep doing this until you start building up a group of people that are reliable, people you can trust, people you feel comfortable with. And then as the income starts coming and you start using this to create more motivation, now you can bring that person in because they're proven themselves, they're trustworthy, they're loyal, they're on time, whatever. Now you can start giving them 1 hour, 2 hours more, 3 hours more, and so on. This is the way you play this game. Let's keep going. What else did you write down? Personal assistant, let me tell you, that is the best thing. Here's one of the things that I've encouraged a lot of people to do with regards to a personal assistant. Maybe you're in an office and there's a group of you that could use a personal assistant. If you have a group of 3 or 4 or 5, out of the 3, 4, 5 of you, somebody has to have a friend or an acquaintance or someone that you can find that you could pitch in together. Let's say everybody pitched in just $30 to $50 a week. And now you have a part-time personal assistant for everybody. You'd be surprised how much you could accomplish doing that. So there's a lot of ways to do this. Let's say we could do a personal cook or a chef. How amazing would that be? You could find somebody out there that just loves to cook and they want to maybe come once a week, and there's people that will cook your meals. They'll come in your home once a week. You can buy the groceries or they can do it for you. And they will come into your home and they will cook all your meals for an entire week or two or more. And they'll kind of put them in a sealer, you know, seal them up, put them in the freezer, in the fridge. And there you've got some great healthy meals. You're at home having a chef or somebody cook for you. Again, you can find a culinary school. Maybe you've got one nearby. And then you could hire a chef to come in for pennies on the dollar to do that for you. I remember at one point where I was living at, there was a restaurant in a culinary school, and I ate there once, I'm not sure. But anyway, so what they did, the food was reasonably priced because the food was prepared by the people who were learning to be professional chefs. Do you see where I'm going with this? Isn't that cool? You've got to be thinking this way What about getting your yard done? I have no idea when last I mowed a yard. I was doing a program recently with a friend of mine, and he had mentioned to me that he was speaking for a group of people, and he was saying that, yeah, he never does his yard. He said to the group, in fact, I can't tell you when last I've actually touched a and he actually stumbled because he forgot what it was called. He goes, what's that again? And then somebody in the audience yelled, lawnmower. Oh, yeah, that's right, lawnmower. It had been so long. Now, it's not to say that he wouldn't help the neighbor, the elderly neighbor, mow her yard. But what he's saying is that he's got more important things to do. Now, you may not be able to afford to have somebody mow your yard once a week or whenever it needs, but if you only did it once every 3 or 4 months, remember that person's going to say, no, you got to have a maintenance contract. We got to come in every month. Don't go there yet. That's not what we're trying to do. You're not trying to force yourself to put money into something that you're not being able to do yet. So understand the principle. Now, let's take it even bigger. Way bigger. If you put in your lifestyle that you want to maybe have a jet or a yacht, all right, how do we play that game? Well, what you can do to taste that lifestyle is you could lease a jet or charter a jet. Now you're thinking, Gary, that's tens of thousands of dollars. Not necessarily. Now, we could charter an aircraft that's not a jet, maybe a turboprop or a twin-engine airplane, and maybe you don't have all the money, but you could pool in with about 3 or 4 or 5 of you and say, let's do something for ourselves. How about we make it a goal a month from now, we all pitch in a couple $100. That's all it can be, just a couple $100. In a month from now or 2 months from now, we're all going to pitch in. We're going to charter an aircraft and we're going to go out to dinner. We're going to fly the airplane just an hour away, have dinner and come back. Give it a shot. Make a phone call and find out what it costs to do something like that. And again, if you get a huge price, back off. Maybe there's a less expensive aircraft that's smaller, maybe not as fast. Again, what's the whole idea? The whole idea is just to taste the lifestyle. There's something that you can do right now to live the lifestyle of a millionaire. And keep in mind, if you make that phone call and you find out that you can charter an aircraft, you can charter an aircraft sometimes for $300 to $600. Now, it's not a jet. And let's say you found something for $600 an hour. So you're going to go 2 hours there and back, $1,200, and you're going to go out to dinner, and you've got 6 of you. Divide that up. That's pretty reasonable to taste the lifestyle of a millionaire. When last have you leased or chartered an aircraft to take you to dinner somewhere? I mean, come on. You see what I'm getting at? So when we do this now, and you have this goal, don't you think you're going to be pretty motivated between now and the next month to get onto that airplane and charter that airplane and live the lifestyle of a millionaire? And you're going to be able to do that in 1 month, and you're going to be motivated right now to make that happen. And when you taste that lifestyle, what do you think that's going to be like? Yeah, it's going to say, well, wow, this is cool. This is fun. And one of the things that I do, there's a particular company that I work a lot with, and every so often, I like to thank them for, you know, bringing me into their organization and working with them. So what I'll do, I'll find out where they're having one of their large conventions, and I'll bring in a helicopter, and I'll pick them up, and I'll pick them up on top of a hotel and fly them around, and they get to taste that lifestyle. And that's why I do it for them. I want them to taste what that lifestyle is like. What's really cool also, if you're going to go fly to an airport and try that one out, you want to call the company that's going to handle the airplane when you land, and they'll probably get you a rental car. And what you want is you want to have the car brought to you at the airplane. You don't want to get out of the airplane and go inside the terminal. No. What's really cool, and now a lot of airports don't allow that because of security, but there's still a lot of airports that do. So what happens is you land your airplane, and before you even get out of the airplane, the pilot has called the ground crew in the air before landing and have them prepare to have your car ready to go right when you land. So what happens is you land your airplane, the pilot opens up the doors, you get out of the airplane, and your car is right there like 20 steps away. You jump in the car and you head on out. Now that's the lifestyle of a millionaire. So do you see how this works? I want you to be as creative as possible. Remember, the whole idea in so much of this is you've got to taste it. And I think about those kids that do flying. How is it that they'll work for minimum wage and yet spend $200 or $300 an hour flying an airplane? Now, granted, their ultimate goal is they're going to make a living off of it. That makes sense. So how is it that they're going to allow themselves to go through so much pain of, you know, living on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and barely making ends meet and working minimum wage jobs to pay for $300 an hour? And the reason they can keep themselves motivated, and I see it all the time, is because they taste that excitement. They're so excited once that aviation gets in their blood and they throw a switch on and start the airplane. They don't care if they have to clean dishes or wash dishes. It's so exciting for them. So this is what you have to do. And what I tell people, you know, especially people who also fly, I tell them I can understand, even though I've never taken drugs, I can understand what it's like to be a drug addict. I mean, you just do some crazy, stupid things to get your fix because it's so much fun. And this is all you're doing with this principle. Tasting it gives you a fix, and the fix is so good. I mean, stop and think about how, I mean, granted, it's a crazy an example, but what keeps a drug addict a drug addict? How can they justify, you know, robbing somebody or breaking into somebody's house to steal, to sell whatever it is they stole to get money, to get drugs? Because they all want the what? They want the fix. They taste it at once. They can't stop. They want to keep tasting it. And this is, in a sense, what we're doing here. You want to taste it. And if you wait 3 or 4 or 5 years to get to that lifestyle, the chances of you being incredibly discouraged on a regular basis is going to be huge because you're not tasting it. So my question to you is, what can you do right now to taste that lifestyle? So I want you to take some time, and I want you to be really creative. So earlier, we wrote down what it is that we need to do to envision that lifestyle. Well, we'd want the car, the house, more time with my family. What kind of time specifically? Like Christy was specific. Her time was she wants to snuggle with her babies. That was valuable to her. That made her feel like she was doing a great job. That was important to her. So she just didn't say, I want family time. What kind of family time? So now in this next exercise, I want you to take some really good detailed time and write down all the things that you could do now to taste that lifestyle. Now, let's say you don't have a lot of money in your budget right now. I don't want you just to put down one thing, the cleaning of the house or the pedicure. I want you to put them all down, because what we're going to start doing is, remember, a millionaire does this what? All the time. You know, they do the pedicures, they get their haircuts, they have people clean their homes, maybe, you know, have somebody cook their foods, they have an assistant, et cetera, et cetera. So I want you to put all the things down, and then what you could do to taste, and which one of all these things could you start right now that would give you the greatest feeling of really feeling more satisfied, more fulfilled, and really feeling that you're living that lifestyle of a millionaire, all right? So in just a moment, we're going to do that. Let me repeat it. You're going to make a list of all the things that you could do now that would make you feel as if you're tasting the lifestyle of a millionaire. Money is no object at this time, but what can we do to feel that taste? Then, after you're done with each one of those things that you write down, I want you to figure out how you're going to make it happen. Are you going to go on a website, or are you going to go ahead and put like a little flyer out like I did? You're going to go on some kind of, you know, maybe do some type of search, something locally, some type of job search, whatever. You're going to ask some neighbors, some friends. I want you not only to figure out what it is that you want in that lifestyle, what's it going to be to taste it, how are we going to make it happen, and we're going to do it in little chunks. Remember, when you have a nice steak in front of you, you don't take the whole steak and throw it in your mouth. You take a little bite of it, you taste it, and if it really tastes good, you want what? You want more of it. Let's take a couple minutes now and do this exercise. Well, how did you do? It's kind of fun, wasn't it? And if you really had fun doing that, you're going to have so much fun when you implement these ideas and make them happen. So one of the first things I want you to do now is all the things that you wrote down, I want you to pick the first thing. Maybe if you can afford a little bit more, then do a couple of them. But pick the one that's going to make you feel the best. The one that's really going to make you feel that, wow, this is really cool. I love living like this. And the reason I want you to find the one that makes you feel the best at this is because the taste is going to be so great. That taste is going to be so good to you that it's going to move you and motivate you to want to taste more. Well, how are you going to taste more? We got to get back and hustle, make things happen, put things into action so we can get more income to create more of that lifestyle. And if you can do a couple at a time, then do a couple at a time. I'm curious if on your list you included being driven around in a limousine. Yeah, that's what a lot of wealthy people do, right? Now, here's a great scenario. Let's say you get a limousine, $100 an hour. Sometimes you get them for less, sometimes for more. And then they usually have like a 3-hour minimum. So you're looking at $300. Let's say you get a limousine that can hold 10 people. Now you chop that up, divide that by what? 10 people, $330 a head, maybe another $20 or $30 for a meal. So each person puts in 50 bucks. Most people can come up with an extra 50 bucks in the next month or two. Think about that. Imagine if you think about putting together with some friends, maybe you've got, you know, 9 other friends or 4 other couples, including you and a spouse or whatever, that all of you want to think this way, then you're looking at a great way to get really, really excited and have a lot of fun. Now, if you talk about this amongst your friends and everybody buys into the idea and you start that today, and then you book the limousine maybe, you know, a month from now or a month and a half, you're going to be excited to work and get things done for at least a month and a half, just for a little $50 limo ride that's going to be fun. You're going to go out with your friends, not to mention you're going to take pictures. Everybody will have photographs. You'll show those to your friends. And then, more importantly, more than anything, it's going to give you the taste. And that taste keeps you excited and you'll want more. This is where the excitement comes in. See, this is why a lot of people, you know, most people have debt. And if all you're working for is to reduce your debt, that's a pretty boring life. And some people think they can't justify, you know, taking part of their income and doing something like this, especially if other people find out and they're going to criticize me, and especially if you owe those people money. Let me tell you, I've ignored stuff like that. I don't let that stuff rent space in my head, because if you do, what kind of lifestyle are you going to have? So you're going to reduce some debt, be totally unhappy, whereas if you did something like this, you're going to be able to be more motivated, more excited, have a better lifestyle, and you're going to end up making most likely a lot more money, and you'll be able to reduce that debt a lot faster. I mean, that just makes so much more sense. And I think more than anything, by you writing this down, doesn't it create a vision? Don't you see the possibilities and how fun this is? I mean, it's incredible, but too often we really close our minds down to thinking this way. And all I ask of you is, as you're doing this, be very careful of your limited thought process, because you're going to quickly say, like, maybe you had some of this earlier when you said, well, I can't afford hiring a personal assistant. Well, there you go. I just showed you how I hired somebody. And if I need him for 1 hour a day or 1 hour a week or 10 hours a day or 10 hours a week, boom, he's available. It works for him. It's perfect for him. It's perfect for me. So be really careful. You know, when you make phone calls and somebody says, oh, are you crazy? We're not going to have you come and fly an airplane once every 3 months. You're going to forget half of it just after the first hour. Forget that. Don't let that stuff rent space in your head, because you're going to understand that right now is not the motive. The motive is to use it to taste the lifestyle. So I want you to constantly be thinking about how you can taste the lifestyle. Now, do you think that if you're a person or you know somebody who doesn't feel worthy of success and you shared this principle with them, or you're applying this to yourself now, don't you see how you can slowly start changing that to, you know, I at one point felt unworthy, but you know what? This having somebody clean my house, or having the pedicure more often, or this or this or that, you know, I'm kind of getting used to that. You know, maybe I am worthy. And all of a sudden, the dynamics of your thinking just starts to shift and change. So there you have it. It's really not difficult to live the lifestyle of a millionaire now. So the whole premise again of this is, remember, you've got to taste it. You got to put the antennas out, because if we have this goal list or this dream chart of all the things that we want to do, and we're using all these positive affirmations and we're saying this and we're saying that, the chances of being discouraged are so easy. And let me tell you, I've been a master at being discouraged. I've had all these great goals of doing this and doing that. And I said, wait a minute, this gets too discouraging. What can I do to taste it? I'll never forget this one. I never in my wildest dreams ever, ever imagine flying a Learjet and being a captain of a Learjet. I mean, if you were to go right now and you make a phone call and you ask somebody, what would it cost, you know, to become a captain of a Learjet? I don't want it for a job. I just want to do it. If you went from zero to that point, you're going to spend close to maybe $100,000. So I didn't have $100,000 to pop in and do it, but I never even thought of having my mind open to the point that one day that I could be piloting a Learjet. So what I did is, as I was flying smaller airplanes and increasing my ratings, there was a gentleman there who had a jet that he used as a charter. And then I just started asking questions like, well, you know, what would it cost? And I'm thinking, okay, it's X amount of thousands of dollars an hour. Then I would go and see and touch and sit in the Learjet. In fact, when I was a kid, all right, this is why it's so important to see, feel, and taste and touch. I cannot emphasize enough, you must see, feel, touch, and taste all this. When I was a kid, I remember 16 years old, I would, and you can't do it now because of security, but I used to sneak into the airport. And I would sneak into people's airplanes. If somebody had an airplane and their plane was left open, I would go in and I would sit in their airplane and I would push the buttons. I knew enough how to turn the avionics on, and I thought that was the coolest thing. I remember one day, oh my goodness, I'll never forget this. True story. I saw this one airplane. And, you know, I didn't have any permission. I'm 16 years old. What do I know? Barely just driving a car. I get to the airport and I see this awesome airplane, and the door happened to be unlocked. And I sat in the airplane, and this guy comes running out, and he was just cussing me out, chewing me out left and right. But I just wanted to taste it. That's all I wanted to do. And it gave me a taste. And then I started figuring out, well, how can I make a Learjet work? And then I started getting people to pitch in a little bit. Then I started tasting that. Then I was able to afford it. But it happened one step at a time. So remember, when I say you've got to taste it, you can do everything you can right now to see, feel, touch, and taste. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to go to a manicure school and ask a question or make a phone call and see if they have students that would be willing to come to your home. Or do you, they're probably not going to tell you that right away for security or safety, but you know, do you have a program where you offer discounts? Oh yeah, it's like $10 for a manicure, where normally it would be 20 or 30 or whatever. So don't close your mind down to the possibilities. The possibilities are there, they exist, and you've got to make sure you keep this excitement. So there you have it. The bottom line, make sure you taste it, and your tasting it keeps your motivation going, and you will be surprised how creative you can become in finding all the little fun ways to live the lifestyle of a millionaire now.